pretty extraordinary gains by the Democrats in the House and Senate. Well, the economy's numbers are reaching Main Street, and we had no better evidence of that than the housing decline. 6.3% new housing construction declined today, and analysts were expecting a decline of only about 1.6%, so that's much, much bigger than expected. It is one statistic in a whole range of statistics this week which indicate at least the presence of a recession. Now, the depth and persistence of that recession, well, we'll have to ask David Weiss, an economist at Standard & Poor's, chief economist at Standard & Poor's, who joins me on the line from Washington. David, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
So housing construction really goes in lockstep with dropping oil and copper prices. These are also recessionary indicators. The jobs report was flat, but still not terribly positive. Any indication of whether the recession that we're talking about is more of an episode or much more persistent and deep?
Oh, I think this is going to be a very lengthy recession, and I think the best numbers are the employment numbers that indicate that. We've lost jobs for 9 consecutive months. The unemployment rate's up to 6.1%. That's a pretty long recession already, and we think it's only about half over.
And we were talking to an economist earlier this morning who was saying that if you do add up all those jobs over the last 9 months, that this begins to look like one of the more serious recessions in comparison with, say, the last century.
I'm not sure it'll be that bad because the actual job losses are still not that big. We're only down 760,000 jobs. We've gotten that in a couple of months in some other recessions. But it's the persistence is what bothers you, and I think that indicates a lengthy recession. I don't think it'll be that deep a recession. I think it'll be a moderate recession, certainly worse than 2001, but probably more in line with the 91-92 downturn.
Is there some way of saying that this represents something of an employment correction in that the historic low numbers of unemployment that we saw throughout the 90s and really over the past several years are not likely to be revisited again anytime soon?
I wouldn't go that far, but I think it's going to be a while before we get them down. We're looking for the unemployment rate to peak up around 7.5%, which is certainly very high and well above the historical average, but you know, we were up over 10% in 1982 or in 1975.
And, you know, talk a little bit about commodity prices. I kind of went on a tear yesterday going into all kinds of arcane statistics regarding, you know, shipping around the world. It does appear, according to some commodities analysts, that a lot of economic activity that's associated, particularly with construction, has ground to a halt, and it's not just in the United States. Is that what you're seeing?
Oh, no, this is an industrial country recession. We're seeing downturns in Europe. We're seeing downturns in Japan. Europe had the same overbuilding and overpriced housing that the United States had, and they're suffering from a lot of the same problems that we are. Japan didn't really have that problem, but, you know, the high oil prices were a big problem for them because they import basically all their energy.
So now we have lower oil prices, and as we've talked about, this is a recessionary indicator, but might it also be an engine for a restart of the economy?
Yeah, low oil prices will help. A lot of the damage last summer was caused by the high oil prices, which cut back on people's purchasing power. With oil coming back down, purchasing power goes up. People can spend more at the shopping mall, and I think early next year we'll start to see consumer spending coming back up.
The numbers that we saw this week, a decline in consumer spending or retail spending, which was a three-year low,
yes.
Does that worry you about the Christmas season?
Oh, no question. I think we're in for a really bad Christmas season. I don't think people are going to be spending much money. They're not going to be borrowing much money. Credit card utilization is coming down. They're becoming a lot more cautious, both the people and the banks. It's hard to tell which is which here.
You know, we were discussing a kind of psychology of recession where people's hesitancy gets compounded and everybody is just sort of holding back and not making economic decisions. That's hard to reverse with things like stimulus packages. Do you see any sort of short-term way of addressing the psychology of recession?
The stimulus packages do work because if people have money, they will go out and spend it. But you're right, psychology isn't a big part of this. People get scared. They crawl into their shell, and they don't want to spend money. Usually, as long as that's not reinforced by income loss, by job loss, they come out of their shells fairly quickly. But right now, of course, we're still looking at an unemployment rate that's going to rise by over another percentage point over the next year.
You got a long Christmas list there, David?
Well, I've
checking
got
it
a,
twice.
I've got a fourth grandkid showing up, so,
so yeah, you don't have any choice.
Yeah, that requires a lot of spending.
Yeah, the Weiss family is the engine of the economy this season. David Weiss, chief economist at Standard & Poor's, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Talking about what is apparently a persistent recession, showing signs in economic statistics on Wall Street.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.